And you're ready to go. And I'll set you to speak. Bye.
Bye, Richard. Well, good evening, everyone. This is Kathy Strand from WealthGiveaway.com. Tuesday, August 19th, 2008. And yes, I think this is a very significant day. First, I want to say that if you don't believe me, I think we're going to tell over time, those of you who are members of WealthGiveaway.com, you are not alone. There's almost 1,500 people who have signed up at WealthGiveaway.com as members, and that's happened in less than a week. We opened for the very first time last Wednesday on the 13th, and it has just amazed me. It's I have such gratitude to all of you who've just sort of jumped in there. For whatever reason, you have your own reasons, and over time, I'm sure that I'll be able to learn what those are. And I just want to thank you. I want to welcome you to this very first call. We are going to have 4 more weeks of training calls just for you. We're going to have them on Tuesday and Thursdays of every week at this time, 9 o'clock Eastern. By the way, we do have some international callers mm-hmm. and listeners and members in the UK, and I believe it's 3 a.m. their time. So if you're here, I want to really welcome you, my goodness. I just want to thank you and want you to make sure that you keep your eye out for messages coming from WealthGiveaway.com and from me to inform you about who is going to be on for next week. Like I say, we're on for 4 more weeks. This is the first week, and we're going to have trainers like Polly Sable who are going to come and talk to you about all kinds of different areas, real estate, other investment opportunities. Like I say it on the first page, I want to partner with you. However, I insist that I deal with people who are well-trained and well-connected, and that's what I want for all of you. 2 more things before I introduce Polly Sable. One of them is to remind you to use your affiliate link. You can earn 50% of that commission. So please use your affiliate link. Introduce this website to other people. Give them the opportunity as well to partner with us as well as to increase their business and grow their business and learn more about training. So that's, I think, it before we get started with Polly. So if I think of the other thing, I will jump in and tell you. I did say 2 things, but yeah. I think that was one of the most. Oh, wait. No, I remember now. The other thing I want to tell you guys, and by the way, this is my first teleconference call, so I'm going to try to sound confident, and we're all in this together for the first time. But here's a very important thing I want to tell you, that in a very short time, we are going to have an application up for you to use so that we can know what your projects are and see if we can partner with you. It's going to be very systematic, and it's going to help you organize your thoughts and actually help you figure out, is this a good deal or not? Because sometimes we as entrepreneurs get all excited and get emotional about it. So this is going to help you as well as help us partner with you better. Okay. So those are the 2 things. So let's get to my introduction of Polly Sable. And some of you already know Polly, and many of you read about Polly in my one-time offer. So you know that Polly is my mentor, my coach, and has been since March, and very intensely since June, and really is the reason that I'm here today, really the reason that I started this membership site. There are some other reasons, which I'll share with you down the road, but he is extremely important to me and has really become a dear friend to me, actually. But just so you know, a couple things about Polly Sable, I need you to know that he has a wide range of knowledge and experience and is extremely qualified to coach in so many areas, including real estate investing and stock options and retirement planning and marketing on and offline. And you see what I mean? It goes on and on. He's a speaker. He has degrees at Purdue University and Indiana University in psychology and physics. And I better just have you start talking, Polly, because before you know it, our time's going to be up. So really, Polly Sable is going to talk to you about the Wealth Giveaway Credit Millionaire Complete System. So, hi, Polly.
Hello, Kathy.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for that absolutely sincere welcome.
It was sincere, yes. Yes.
Well, I know that most people, one of the big questions that just starts right on their mind at the very beginning when they hear something like a Wealth Giveaway a Complete Credit Millionaire System is really, what is a credit millionaire? Would it be all right if I started there, Kathy?
Yes, you can.
All right. Well, a credit millionaire is simply a person, just like you as a listener, who has learned a profound truth and that you've really set up your life to take full advantage of it in the creation, accumulation, and acceleration of wealth. In fact, it is sometimes overlooked because the first part of what I would call the word-for-word definition is so obvious and unimaginable in its power, only when you connect it to the second part. But it's just so common that people sometimes forget the second part. So let me give you the first part. And if you're taking your notes, you may want to write this down because this is almost like the credit millionaire Webster's definition, if you will. And that is that it's easier to borrow $10 million, or even if it's useful for you to think in terms of $1 million, than it is to save it up or earn it at your job. Now, before I hook this first part of the definition up to the power, kind of like a cord being plugged into an outlet, notice that nothing will happen until we complete the connection. So let's make sure at this point that it is clear to you as the listener. Using 2006 stats, the median household income in the United States was $48,201 a year. Now, that's the median household income. And what that means is if you were able to take every dollar as an ordinary earner in America, spend not a dime of it, not on your living expenses, not on your taxes, and surely not on an amazing dream lifestyle, but simply to save it away, to sock it away, to put it under your mattress, it would take you 20 years to accumulate even $1 million. I mean, that means it would take 200 years, frankly, to accumulate $10 million. But even just at the million-dollar level, it would take 20 years. Now, compare that for a moment to a very different result, and one that gives us a little hint about the second part, the power conduit, if you will, about learning to become a credit millionaire. Say you have a million-dollar apartment building, and you get a 20-year, million-dollar loan on it. So that means 20 years later, after the rents have paid the loan down, rather than every dollar of your salary, you now own that building. You're still collecting the rents. It's free and clear. And most likely, the value of the rents in the building are four times more than they were when you started. That means you're a four times millionaire. And that's really the second part. See, it is easier to borrow $10 million than it is to save it up or earn it at your job. And when you use those borrowed millions to buy assets that go up in value, to kick off regular cash flow that puts money in your pocket every week and every month, and create one-time huge jackpots from making good at-the-moment decisions when opportunities present themselves, borrowing money is the surest way for anyone to become a millionaire, a decamillionaire, or greater. And it's something that anyone can learn. And when you do it, it works. And after all, Kathy, we've pretty much noticed that the rich get richer. And this is one of the ways to be in the position of the rich in the first place, using borrowed money. Does that make sense, Kathy?
Yes, I'd love to know more about this rich get richer
thing. Well, let's go ahead and talk about that right now. A lot of people you might notice will say, you know, the rich get richer and the poor get poorer, and they say it in kind of a, what I would call emotionally non-neutral way. They say it like it's a bad thing. And, of course, you know, that's understandable, because it, in some ways it seems unfortunate and unfair. And I know you, Kathy, of course, with WealthGiveaway.com, and you know me and Ms. Donna Fox, the original Credit Millionaire, with our focus in giving with Unitas, which is a microfinance organization that gives loans to people in less developed nations, what might have historically or some people might think of as third world countries. They give $30 and $15 and $50 loans to people, and it completely transforms their business and their village and their homes and their lives. Perhaps for the very first time, people are able to go to school. So I want to be very clear. I am not neutral on the question of poverty. I am all for eradicating it completely. But I am neutral on the concept that the rich get richer. And here's why. Because if you understand why that's true, then you can make it work for you. See, the rich get richer because they understand, they learn, understand, and apply the laws and principles of wealth building. See, wealth building is simply a set of rules. And if you learn them and apply them and follow them, then wealth is the natural result. It's kind of like planting seeds in the garden. You plant the right seeds, you put the right water on it as they begin sprouting, you make sure they get the right kind of light, and for sure you have a bumper crop. You have a winning yield. And that's the deal. See, the rich get richer because they apply those laws. The problem is most people didn't pay attention to the rich before they got there. See, they didn't pay attention when the rich first started, I should say the pre-rich, perhaps even the poor, learned and struggled and moved forward in small ways when they just had the pennies to apply to the laws and principles of wealth building, when all that they could sow into their financial field were the nickels and dimes and dollars. They didn't pay attention there. But see, the laws and principles work at any level, at any time you're ready to start using them. So what happened is the laws and principles kicked in. They started creating that, if you will, field of money trees. And as they collected the crop and the harvest of those money trees, they became rich. And after they became rich, Kathy, they didn't forget the laws and principles. They didn't stop doing what had become a positive habit in their life. So that's why the rich get richer.
And I want to get to, I want you to talk about those habits, but before you go to that, I want to go back to this whole concept of credit,
mm-hmm.
and being a credit millionaire, because I think that's a new concept
mm-hmm.
for people. Are rich people rich because they did borrow money? How did the rich get rich? Is that one way they did it, or is that the only way to do it, and that is to borrow money?
Well, I'm a big fan of always have options, so I don't know anything about only. But what I can tell you is if we look at many of the cases of the most obviously rich and wealthy, they certainly got there by borrowing money. You know, Trump doesn't build his real estate empires out of his own money. He borrows money. If you look at every successful company that we know of
mm-hmm.
that's publicly traded. Public trading is a method of raising wealth. In that case, it's a form of equity finance. But if you've ever heard of a corporate bond, those corporations borrow your money too. In fact, the banks, kind of the definition of what it means to be wealthy, they borrow money too. And they happen to borrow it from you, the listeners, in the form of the savings accounts and the checking accounts and the CDs. And they do exactly what smart credit millionaires do. They learn to borrow money at one rate. So they borrow it in the form of a savings account, and they pay you, you know, if you go with E-Trade, who by the way, offers 10 times the national average, you're earning a whopping 3%. Or, you know, you could be in a checking account that has no interest. They take that borrowed money and they turn right around. They send you an application in the mail, and that application that they send you in the mail is for a credit card, and on that credit card they charge you maybe 36% interest. So they pay you 3% and charge you 36%. That's what the banks have always done, and that's really what credit millionaires begin to do. They learn how to become and act like the bank and be the bank and do those activities. In fact, I would say that the main benefit of learning to become a credit millionaire is that after you do that, you will never say the four words that keep most people broke or dissatisfied. Now, I know you, Kathy, you asked about the rich and the wealthy, but the fact of the matter is most people really want to do the work as it relates to impoverishment and poverty. Not even necessarily the kind of impoverishment and poverty that I'm talking about when I'm talking about third world nations, less developed nations. I'm talking about a kind of poverty of the mind, poverty of consciousness. And would it be all right if I shared those four words that cause most people to stay impoverished in their mind and in their wallet?
Yes, please.
Here's what they say, and if you've got your pens and pencils out, be sure to write this down. The four words that are keeping you broke are, I can't afford it. Imagine never saying those words ever again. Imagine the next time there's an opportunity that's going to make you money that you're able to say with confidence, I'll take it. Or if there are several, you'll be like, I'll take it all. You see, when you learn to be a credit millionaire, you can have any or all of the following. You could have a FICO score. That's the credit score service. You could have a credit score that's the envy of others. Even the people in the world of finance who take a look at your credit score before giving you the keys to their vault, they'll be wishing they were you. You could have companies chasing you to lend you their money rather than perhaps sending you collection letters demanding immediate payment of what you owe them. You can have low rates, as little as 0%, on any number of purchases and real bankable savings on the order of as much as you've actually paid for your last home or car over the lifetime of a loan. That can be the difference between learning to be a credit millionaire and not, paying three or four times as much for something than you have to. And you could have private money partners and lenders who will give you money that doesn't even show up on your credit report. And even more, you can develop your own super alter ego that has its own credit history, its own credit score, that has no reference to you or your past whatsoever. All this and more is possible. It's actually available. It's possible to you. And that's what I really want people to have, the kinds of results that come with learning how to put aside those words, I can't afford it, and begin to ask the better question, how can I afford it? What is the credit millionaire method that will allow me to have it and have it now? See, imagine that you did have, say, $50,000, and you used your specialized knowledge. Now, I'm going to use a real estate example. Let's imagine that you used your skills and abilities, specialized knowledge to be able to buy a piece of property that's worth $100,000, and you're able to buy it for $50,000. Now, Kathy, I want to make a point here. I'm in Northwest Indiana, and you're in California. So I'm near Chicago, and you're near L.A., okay?
Yeah.
And where I'm from, a $100,000 property, they exist. They're around here. Where you're from, you might have to add a zero to that number or at least multiply it maybe by five or ten. So what I want everyone to do is just change the number to what works for them because the principle is the same. I just chose numbers, frankly, that make the math easy.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So you can buy a property that's worth $100,000 for $50,000. By the way, when you have the opportunity to buy something that's worth twice as much as you have to pay to get it, do you know what the only right answer to that question is?
Yes, probably.
Yes, I'll take it.
I'll take it.
Absolutely. That is the method of wealth creation. Well, if you had to use your cash and you were even able to immediately turn that property around for, say, $70,000, that's a nice $20,000 profit on $50,000 cash or what we would call in investing a 40% yield. You'd take the $20,000 and you'd divide it by the $50,000 and you'd get 0.4 on your calculator or 40%. Now that's the kind of credit, that's the kind of rates that credit millionaires get, and they get, and if you get that for just a few years in a row, again and again and again, I promise you, you will retire rich. It won't take you the 20 years like just sacking away every cent of your income would. But let's change the game slightly. What if there were 10 of these properties? 10 of these $100,000 properties you could get for $50,000. But remember, you only have $50,000 in cash. What if you were instead able to put $5,000 down in cash and get $45,000 in credit? What if you were even able to get a credit partner like you, Kathy, through wealthgiveaway.com,
mm-hmm.
who's going to go in 50-50 on the deal and take as much as 50% of the profits? But look, now your $50,000 buys you and your partner $1 million worth of property. You still sell it fast for 70 cents, you know, for 70,000 a property or $700,000 total. You split that with your partner and you still make a profit of $325,000 on your original $50,000. Now that's a 650% yield. See the difference there?
And that $50,000 goes 5 into 50, that's what, 10 times? You know, your $50,000 goes a long way.
It goes a long way. It controls $1 million worth of properties rather than one $100,000 property. And see, now the opportunities you find or make for yourself may or may not be real estate. I want to make that clear. You may not be somebody who quick turns a piece of property for fast cash. It may or may not be that you make a membership website or a network marketing downline that builds you a reoccurring revenue and income. And it may not be, you know, some stocks, options, or investment contracts that you buy and watch and go up in value. The point is, whatever you do, having money makes you more money. Think about it. Wouldn't you make more money? Wouldn't you have better choices and options? Wouldn't you, in fact, know that you could take on and have better decisions in your investing and in your business if you had extra access to credit? See, the truth is, our businesses will thrive, barely survive, or take a nosedive based on the big killer. That's the fuel that keeps it up, going and growing. That's cash. And access to cash is at the core of having credit. And so this is why, Kathy, one of the things I think that's the most important is that people understand why a credit decision is made on their behalf or not.
Tell us more about that, Polly.
For sure. There are actually only 5 factors, legal factors, in any credit decision. And here's what they are. They're, in fact, called the 5 C's of credit. And this is another one of those areas where you definitely want to do your note-taking.
This is for the bank, right? This is in front of the banker, the lender?
This is for any credit decision. I'm sorry?
Are these 5 factors more important when you're in front of a banker, or how would you have people think about these 5 factors you're going to give them right now?
I would think of them as the only legal ways that any lending decision that would fall under things like a Fair Lending Act are relevant. These are the only 5, and so in other words, the way to think of it is, if I don't mention it, it don't matter.
Okay. Good. All right.
The first one is credibility. Is credibility. You know, one of the key points when you're presenting a loan application of any sort, but especially a loan application where they want to know what you're going to do with the money, you know, where that's an important part. If you think about it, you know, on a credit card application, they pretty much only ask you 2 questions for the most part. They ask you your Social Security number because they're going to make their credibility decision based upon your credit report. But sometimes they want to know more information. Like they might want to know, what is it that you're going to do with the money? How are you going to make this money make money? So you want to show that you're credible. You want to show that you're a viable, responsible person, that you have some skills and ability, that you've acquired some specialized knowledge. You're going to want to show that you've become a credit millionaire, somebody who knows how to use and take credit and turn it into cash and wealth. So credibility is probably the single most important of all 5 of these C's ever. If there were one place for you to work on credibility. Credibility is often represented by, say, traditional lenders like bankers or credit card merchants in the form of your FICO score, your credit score. And the credit score is a calculation based upon the information contained in your credit report. And it's kind of like the formula for Coke. The companies which sell your credit scores to lenders to make positive lending decisions on, they don't tell you exactly how it's calculated. But it is fundamentally a three-digit number. And it goes about as high as 850. There's some differences in the scores. And it can go about as low as 400. And, you know, a good credit score these days is like a 720. So this is a credit score as a measure of credibility. But let me give you another example. Most people are aware that Donald Trump and or some of his businesses, for example, have declared bankruptcy or come very close to bankruptcy several times. And most people are aware, like you listening, are probably aware, that, for example, having a bankruptcy on your credit report is considered a very damaging element to your credibility as it relates to credit score and credit reporting on that document, on that sheet of paper, your credit rap sheet, if you will. But all of us know that when Donald Trump puts together a deal and goes out and asks for the money, you say yes. You're looking forward to the opportunity to do that. And why? Because that's the Don. See, credibility is more than just that piece of paper. It is more than just the credit score. It is who you are. It is who you have positioned yourself to be in the marketplace. It is the story that you can tell, and it is your past successes. So credibility is bigger than credit score, but in very often and in very many cases, it's really reduced to credit score. Let's talk about the second C in credit. The second C in credit is your cash on hand, or cash. And a lot of people think that's, you know, get surprised by that C in credit, Kathy and rest of the listeners, because after all, if I'm looking for credit, I clearly don't have enough cash. Well, that's understandable. However, a lender has one primary concern, and this is their one responsibility. This is very key, and credit millionaires understand this completely. Here's what it is. A lender is not there to lend you money because you need it. They're there to lend you money because it's profitable. And you better thank your lucky stars that that's a lender's first priority, because if they did not make their first priority to profit significantly, profit safely, and profit repeatedly, they wouldn't be able to have the money to give you the loan when you needed it, because I guarantee you enough other people came before you who wanted it too. Does that make sense, Kathy?
Yeah, well, I'm just kind of smiling here because there's been plenty of banks who've made some poor decisions, but that's a whole different other topic.
Sure, but you're correct. And now those depositors are concerned. So you can see why you really want a lender who takes that decision seriously. One of the ways they can take that decision seriously is see, do you actually not really need the money? See, there are times in our lives, even at Credit Millionaire Learns, you might have the cash on hand, but it's still better to do the deal with a money partner. It's still better to do the deal with a credit line off of a credit card. It's still better to go to a lender and borrow the money. Now, let me give you a classic reason. You might have your money in the form of a CD, a certificate of deposit, and that certificate of deposit might not mature for a period of time after which, if you didn't act right now, the opportunity has passed you by. The wealth, the income effect, all of those positive results, all of the wins that you get by acting now have been lost to you because you would have had to wait. Because if you use that CD, you might have to pay penalties and closing fees. So if instead you would be able to show, go ahead and lend me the money because I'm good for it. Look, I've got this CD that's going to mature. Or in another case, lend me the money because I'm going to be good for it. Look, I have this settlement. I have this lawsuit settlement with this particular oil company or something. Those are going to be good ways to show that you're the kind of person who could pay back this loan in the event that the deal doesn't do it itself. So that's why cash is important. In addition to that, very often, and it's pretty typical, it's even typical of private money partners, that you might be expected to go ahead and put a little bit of your own skin in the game as well. So being able to show or being able to describe yourself as being prepared to bring so much of the cash to the deal is definitely going to help you. It's going to be a big part, and it is one of the legal parts of what can go into a lending decision for you. So now the third is cash flow.
May I just interrupt a moment here, Polly, and underline and really emphasize to the listeners and the members of WealthGiveaway.com that you are hearing how the banks think and how lenders think, whether they're private lenders or banks. This is very important for you to pay attention to, because many of us go through life thinking of it from just our perspective. I need the money, I need the loan, I need to do whatever. So for the first time, you're probably hearing a very organized and well thought out and a person who really knows how the banks think. So pay attention, write these things down. We will review them over time as well. So some of this might be new to you, but this is like being at a university here. So pay attention. Thank you, Polly.
Thank you.
I wanted to point that out.
And I want to emphasize that these are good lending decisions, not only at a bank, but a good private lender. So you may not want to say this yourself, Kathy, but I will say it on your behalf. If people are thinking about approaching you to be a private money partner, these are real aspects that you're going to consider. You might not pull a credit report because you have other ways of determining credibility, but you still don't do deals with uncredible people. You don't do deals with people who, or you're more inclined, let's say, to do a deal with somebody who's putting some money in their game. For example, I know you have your situation with the fellow that you just completed the infomercial for, where
mm-hmm.
your arrangement with all of his clients are, they put down 10% on the property, you match them dollar for dollar, you put down the other 10%, and they get a 10-10-80 financed property that cash flows. But your two concerns are this third C of credit, cash flow, and they've got to have that little bit of cash, a little bit of skin in the game, right?
That's right. Good example.
Oh, thank you. So the third C is cash flow. And cash flow means how is your income compared to your expenses? How much money comes in the door, or as my mentor likes to say, he thinks of it as faucets and drains. How many faucets do you have turned up that are filling up your wealth bowl, and how many drains do you have that are depleting your wealth bowl? And obviously, cash flow is important because sometimes, for example, loans have payments that are required on them. You know, you might even have a credit card that you're using that you've gotten a 0% interest for a period of time as an introductory rate. However, that credit card still expects you to make a minimum payment of 2% of what you borrowed. And that means if you borrowed $100,000, you need to have the cash flow to pay $2,000 a month, even though you're paying no interest. So cash flow is your way to show a lender that you have the ability to pay. Now, sometimes you're able to show the ability to pay from the deal itself. Perhaps it's a rental property, and the rents exceed the cost of the borrowed funds. That's positive cash flow from the property. Or you might have a network marketing organization, or you might have a website that you know if you could send advertising to that website, that for every $100 you spent in advertising, you'd make $110 in sales. And the key is, how much advertising can you spend? So you might go to a private lender and say, look, every time I borrow $1,000, I'm going to make $1,100. I'll give you the whole $1,100 because I simply want the positive value of that customer. If that's the kind of business you're in, you understand that. Or similarly, you might be in a business where you could get a contract for your lawn service company, but in order for you to secure this contract, you need a new truck and you need a pickup that carries, you know, a little trailer on the back that holds the equipment. But if you could get this contract, you're going to make an extra $30,000 this summer. You might be willing to get a private loan for $20,000. You might be willing to give $25,000 in 3 months back, or even as much as 30 if it's an ongoing contract, just so you can have that equipment and have it all paid off. So that's where cash flow comes in, is proving that you can pay back the payments of a loan. So that's very exciting. Your fourth C of credit is known as collateral. And collateral is a specifically pledged piece of property that you have that you're saying, in the event that the loan is unable to be repaid, that here this particular piece of property can go to and become owned by the lender as a way for the lender to recuperate their funds. Now, what I want you to notice about that is it's not that lenders want stuff. Lenders don't look for collateral because they want your car, they want your boat, they want your trailer, they want your investment property, they want your website domain. They don't have collateral because they want those things. They have collateral, once again, so that they can reasonably manage the risk of lending their money and ensure that they can get it back, even if they have to get it back by eventually selling that home or boat or car or plane or website domain. So collateral is another way that you show that this is a safe, secure loan, because you want a lender who looks for, is studious, is even very discriminating in the ways in which we're allowed to. Because what one point that I want to make, I'll just say the last C for a moment. The last C is conditions. And did you notice, Kathy, that nowhere in all of these C's was color, creed, you notice that? Those weren't any of the
yes.
C's.
Yes.
See, it's not,
that's
it's
right.
not, it's not gender. It's not your location. It's not what city you're from. Those aren't how we decide, or even what country you're from, for that matter. That's not how you decide who gets a loan. It's credit, cash flow, collateral, and conditions. And we're talking about collateral right now. You want a lender who is discriminating according to these five C's, not discriminating according to those terrible things, but the five C's, because you want them to have the money again and again to be what? Predictably, repeatedly, and powerfully profiting off of the deals they do, so they have the money when you need it. So collateral is just another way for a lender to protect their position. And lenders are going to look for collateral. And then finally, conditions. And conditions means what's going on in the world, what's going on with that particular lender. We've all heard of the crisis with places like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and Indie Mac banks. You know, if you needed to borrow money and your primary bank of choice was Indie Mac, you're not getting the loan. The conditions just aren't right. Conditions are hard all around, which is why people are joining organizations like WealthGiveaway.com, because they want to have access to a place where there's a lender who can make a decision according to the five C's of credit, even when the conditions in the traditional lending world are tight. The conditions are right for private money. So this is a case of conditions. Now, I want to point out something about conditions. Even though I made this point about the five legal reasons to make a lending decision, and even though I made this point that, you know, it's not the trivial stuff or what we might even consider the illegal discriminatory stuff, conditions does include some pretty uncontrollable and some pretty minor factors. I mean, literally, and Kathy, would it be okay if I used you as an example?
Mm-hmm, sure.
Kathy, are you going to be more predisposed to lend to a person who sends you a loan proposal just after you cast a big, huge, bountiful, beautiful check from your last deal that just went so well? In other words,
yes,
when you're in a
you're
really
right.
good mood.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And let me yes. ask you, right, and let's say you just got some annoying, pesky, like you just found out that your that Jim, your husband's auto loan, didn't recognize that he was insured. So they started charging him insurance, and now that's created accidentally 6 months of late payments, and his credit score has dropped from, you know, the 800s all the way down to the 600s.
Yeah.
If that just
right,
you just found out that happened and somebody called you with the exact same deal, wouldn't just your emotional condition at the moment impact your decision? May not make
and
it, right?
Yes, and that person would have no idea either. They have no idea what I was going through.
That's right.
And
they have no idea.
So that's the condition that you're talking about, that we don't have any control over sometimes, the conditions that we run into.
That's right. Donna Fox has a great term for it. She calls it the cup of coffee condition. How good was the cup of coffee that the person just drank at the moment that you asked them for the loan? Did they just scald their tongue on some bitter, nasty coffee? Or did they just get a nice kick in their system drinking down a smooth, rich, and bold cappuccino? It sometimes makes all the difference in the world, especially if there wasn't something overwhelmingly exciting about your credibility or overwhelmingly exciting about your cash position or overwhelmingly exciting about your cash flow, or you didn't have exactly the right collateral. I mean, obviously, if that's true, it's all going to come down to conditions, which means every bit of the conditions. And Kathy, I mean, just to give one more example of conditions, I mean, there might be a time when there's more good deals being presented to you than you have funds to support. And obviously, you can't lend
condition.
Money you don't have, right?
Well, I mean, it's a great condition, yes, in the long term, but you're right. It would prohibit someone from getting the money they needed right this second if it's
So conditions, that's right. And that's why I like to point out, if you're going to put a star by two of these five, it's credibility and conditions that are king. Credibility and conditions that are king. And you know, one of the things that we teach in great detail in the complete Credit Millionaire system is exactly how you can learn the conditions before you even ask for the loan. So you only ask for loans that get yeses. And number two, how to use conditions to your positive favor. So Kathy, as you can see out of the five C's, you know, credit score is really only one part of one factor, just a very small part of one of the five C's.
So it's not, obviously not the most important factor, which is what most people think.
That's right.
When they're going to get a loan. God, watch my credit score, which is, leading them down maybe the wrong road.
Well, exactly right. Now, you know, there's a balance that needs to be struck. So credit score is not all that important. It's not everything that making a good show, being able to get the money that you want is about. It's not all about credit score. And certainly, by the way, there are some remarkably simple ways to improve credit score. In fact, in the Credit Millionaire program, we teach something like 12 or 20 ways to improve your credit score in 24 hours or less. So credit score is both improvable, it's even improvable right now, and it's very much worth improving, because when I talked about that example of taking one loan on your home with one credit score and another credit score, and you might be able to save as much money as the whole cost of the home, you know, that happens. That's credit score-based. That's credit score-driven, no question. So it's worth working on. It's worth improving. But you know what I find is worth a whole lot more is building the key relationship with the people who know my credibility in other ways besides a number. I simply don't want to be a number. You know, that's just a lifestyle value. I like having people like Richard, who's on the line in my life, that, you know, he can be a lifeline to me. And who I am is already known and golden for him. And like you and I, Kathy, you know, who you are is already golden for me. I don't need to do a credit check on you. Right?
Well, that's right. That's right.
What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
Oh. You touched on the habits of let me ask you, did you say everything you needed to say here about credit scores?
Sure.
I did think of what I was going to say about credit scores.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people who have like a really high credit score, I've seen people kind of brag, oh, mine is way over 800.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that's an indication that they're not using their credit the way they could perhaps, and that they're not perhaps taught. So can you briefly tell us maybe the good ways and the bad ways you can use your credit, and you touched on a little bit how we can actually repair our credit a little bit quicker than
mm-hmm.
we thought.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly using our credit cards in a destructive fashion, the consumer credit, I didn't really want to get too much into that, but
mm-hmm.
that's not what we're talking about tonight. So can you go
ahead
with that?
Sure, sure. It's absolutely, and I mean, you know, and it's very magnanimous of you to want everyone to know this even right now, because to some extent, I mean, this could cut into your business. But here's a great way to use a credit card, and it's related to what you're talking about. If somebody's bragging about having a credit score way over 800, then I can almost assure you that they have very few credit lines, that they have almost all of those credit lines completely paid off, that they have had those credit lines for a very long time, that there's been very few new inquiries for new credit on their account. You know, on the surface, all of these things sound good until you think about, if we go back to that example of that $100,000 property that you could get for $50,000, and there are several of them. You know, what if you had only two credit cards with $10,000 limit rather than 10 credit cards with a $10,000 limit? I mean, you could conceivably buy two of those homes just on your credit cards if you had enough of them. And you don't have to stop at a $10,000 credit limit. See, if you use the credit card the right way, run it up, which will temporarily set back your credit score just because it's used so much, and you make nice, good, hefty payments, which are communicating to the credit reporting agencies that you've got that sea of cash flow because you're able to make and manage those payments. And you do that for several months, and then you pay off that credit line in its entirety. The credit card lender themselves will go and increase your limits, and your credit score will actually rise above what it used to be because you've shown you can manage and use your credit. And the credit card companies consider people who don't pay any interest at all and don't ever use their credit lines, they call them deadbeats. Isn't that great, Kathy?
Yes.
That's
mm-hmm.
who's a deadbeat in a credit millionaire sense. Not the traditional. You know, most people think the deadbeat is somebody who doesn't pay their debts or pays their debt slowly. But in the credit lending world, the deadbeat is somebody who doesn't use credit, who doesn't pay a little bit of interest from time to time, doesn't partner and give up a little bit of the deal to do a whole lot more deals. That's the deadbeat. And anyone who does try to do it alone, they're going to keep it small. You know, they're going to keep it all, I should say, but they're going to keep it small. Makes a whole lot more sense to get some and give some, but get and give a whole lot more than you could do by yourself. So, you know, when it comes to using your credit, the very best way to use it is to apply for credit that's credit score driven. And apply until you stop getting yes. So you keep taking action, you keep getting yeses, and once you get a denial, stop for a while. Let that credit score go back up, season those new accounts, go out and make some money with those accounts, and do it all over again.
Yep, that's what Pauly teaches, yeah?
Yeah.
You don't hear
well,
that
you know,
anywhere else.
Let's just use you as a case study example. I mean, how much credit have you added, you know, just in the last couple of months using these strategies?
Way over $100,000. I'd have to ask Jim. It's a lot.
Right.
In a very
exactly.
short time.
That's right.
We
and
get
in
credit
fact,
card
right.
offers every day.
You do, absolutely. You get them every day. The banks are now chasing you to give you money.
Right.
Yeah. And right now you're in the process of doing a move, which is going to create access to another six figures in credit through margin. So you know, it just grows and grows once you learn how to do it.
Right.
So with that, you know, would it be okay if I talked very specifically about the complete Credit Millionaire system and exactly
Love
what
it.
People could get involved with today? This can happen right now.
Thank you.
For sure.
I'd like to hear it. Thank you.
What we've done is we've created an access link. You may see it if you're listening via the internet, and if you're listening via the phone and can go to your computer. And simply type into your browser. Go ahead and open up a brand new browser window and type in so you can follow along with me. Type in the domain Fast Cash Fix. So that's Fast, F-A-S-T, Cash, C-A-S-H, Fix, F-I-X.com. And you'll know that you've arrived there when you see the words Buy Special Arrangements and it says, Yes, Pauly and Kathy. That's when you're in the right place. I'm going to kind of go over this. Here's how it works. If you are ready to leverage your credit, you want to have the best and most useful possible personal credit score, you want to maybe develop corporate credit and get that whole alter ego of a whole lot more credit, and even credit at better rates and availability than you could possibly imagine. If you want to go ahead and begin to save a whole lot more money by taking advantage of those 0% credit offers that come and know exactly what to do to become a credit millionaire, you're going to want to get the complete credit millionaire system. What it's going to include is the entire credit millionaire system available for immediate download. Now, this is very important because what I have learned in life is that the moment you become exposed to a new concept, you are in a place where you could have the greatest advance in learning ever in the shortest period of time. Your enthusiasm and your openness and your preparedness, your sense of being a yes person who's going to get it all, get in all this information, is happening right now. So that's why we make the entire credit millionaire system available for immediate download. What that means is literally you could complete the simple web form right on this page, hit the authorization for that, and you will land on a page where you can download all of the audios that I'm going to talk a little bit more about, and even download the entire Credit Millionaire Manual. However, if you're like me, you don't want to do all your learning. You want multiple methods of learning. Don't want to do it all sitting in front of a computer. You don't even want to necessarily do it all where you download it and put it on your iPod and you're listening with headphones. You might be the kind of person who drives and is still commuting during this transition time as a credit millionaire to work. So you're going to get the entire credit millionaire system delivered to your door, which means you're going to get the whole set of CDs that are in audio form and one, a computer CD that's full of documents for you to help you out and support you out there. Now, what these audios are going to cover is the three main areas of credit. Credit restoration and building, which is about getting that high credit score and getting the yeses from the bank and from lenders to get access to credit that you can use when you need it. See, one cool thing about that credit card, if you don't need it, you don't pay for it. So it makes sense to get it now, maybe even before you need it, because when you need it, you got it. And that's what's so key. So that's the credit building and restoration. Then it's going to talk about credit leveraging. And in credit leveraging, you're going to learn dozens of ways to actually take your credit, your good credit, your bad credit, whatever you've got, and turn it into cash. Cash converting your credit, actually making money off of the fact that you have credit. Whether that's by becoming a better investor specifically with that cash, or if it's about doing Kathy, the kind of activity that you're doing. Some of the people who are going to learn the complete credit millionaire system, I hate to say it, may bypass right by you and become a private lender just like you have. But they're going to learn exactly how to do that in the credit millionaire discs that are going to be delivered to the door and sent right to you right now over the computer so you can listen to them immediately. And then the final set of audios are going to take you really down into the rabbit hole. If you've ever wanted to know ways that you could borrow up $20 million, $10 million, $20 million, $100 million, and even never pay it back, I'm going to teach you some of the most fascinating ways in finance called credit enhancement. You're going to learn of methods of borrowing. And I do want to say, this is only ways of borrowing big money. You have to be a serious credit millionaire. And you can actually borrow money that you never have to pay back to the tune of 8 and 9 figures. So you're going to want to definitely check that out. And you're going to be coached on those audios handheld through a system that could take somebody no matter where you are, even if you currently have the bad credit or if you've got okay credit or if you're already using your credit to make money or you're even strapped and you need that new next credit solution, or you're already making vast amounts of money with your credit, you are going to be able to do a whole lot more after listening to the audios in the Credit Millionaire System. Now, in addition to that, don't want to simply send you a box and then, you know, you maybe put it on your shelf and it becomes part of your shelf help section. Instead, I want to send you a solution. And the way that this solution comes through is for a year-long side-by-side personal hand-holding, not only just with me, but also with Ms. Donna Fox, the original Credit Millionaire. We will meet with you for an entire year in a set of sessions with other students just like you. And we'll meet each Wednesday a couple times in the day. And if you can't be there live, we give you a special web form where you can ask your questions, get your personal hand-holding. If you can't be there live, we give you the audio downloads and web-based recordings that you can listen to or listen on your iPod or burn to a CD and listen during your drive time. So whatever your method is, and in fact, if you want to dial in from your cell phone, you could just call in and participate live. Those are all available to you, and that lasts for the entire year. The value of that package, that part of the package alone, is $1,482. But then what we're doing to make it complete for WealthGiveaway.com members is I'm including a one-hour direct session on the phone with me, on the phone with Ms. Donna Fox, and the condition, there is a catch. There's a catch and a condition. You must listen to the audio program from the Credit Millionaire program first. As long as you've listened to that, then I will get on the phone with you for an hour of one-on-one constructing your business, determining the credit wealth model that works for you and what you do, and how to maximize your access to funds, and how to maximize the results you get. And that's one-on-one with just me or just Donna, whichever you prefer. And then I'm going to ship to you in the same container. When you open it up and you see your Credit Millionaire system delivered to your door, there's also going to be a second in system. And it's titled Six Steps to Seven-Figure Loans. This is a linear formula. It is like a recipe. And you move through these six steps, and you will be able to access very large lines of credit from the perfect lenders who you will know in your own backyard. And I do want to say that people have had fabulous and amazing success with this program, and a lot of them stop right after the first step. You see, the very first step in the six steps to seven-figure loan system is a disc on how to work with private lenders. Now, Kathy, this is literally like my sending to them the magic formula to get your money. Is that okay?
That's okay.
And a lot of people, yes, a lot of people have gotten this Six Steps to Seven-Figure Loans program, and they stop right after the first CD because they get more money than they can possibly use and handle just from the first 80-minute session. But the second step and the third and the fourth and the fifth and the sixth are very, very critical. They will teach you the actual ways to take those five C's of credit that we discussed here, Kathy. It will show you exactly how to communicate them, your current status, in the best possible light, as well as what actions you can take to beef up any one of those areas. You need to beef up how your cash is looking. We'll teach you secret ways to make it look and appear in the strongest way possible, even though in a classic way or in a fundamental way, nothing has changed, just the way that you position and present. We're going to show you that for all the C's of credit. We're going to teach you a secret language. This is the secret language that makes lenders say yes. And this is a very important point, Kathy, for all of your listeners. See, Donna Fox and I have put together the complete system, and we want to give you the fastcashfix.com solution, primarily because we have an unusual belief system. We don't necessarily want to tell you a shortcut that will get you this next loan but hurt you in the future. Our goal is to show you exactly what to do to get loans for life. Not just this loan, but the next one. Not just the loan for now, but the loans forever. And that's why we've put together the system. We're going to teach you that secret language, which will allow bankers, even today, to lend on real estate. This is huge. Most people do not understand that the words that we say as real estate investors get us automatically and instantaneously denied by most lenders. So we're going to give you a secret language, a conversion dictionary, if you will, that will convert real estate terms and phrases that you, if you are a real estate investor, would be familiar with, and turn it into the words that make lenders say yes. We're going to show you on one of the discs the secret equation of the perfect lender for you. It's called Bank CPR, or breathing bucks into your business with Bank CPR. And each of the letters, CP and R, describe the character, the nature of the perfect lender. And there is a perfect lender, and you can find it in your own backyard who will give you your seven-figure loan. And on this, even though it's six steps to seven-figure loans, there's a seventh audio disc of me and Ms. Donna Fox. And we're showing you word for word the presentation that we used with our lender to secure our $5 million line of credit, in our case, to do real estate investing with. And there's actually an eighth disc in that package, which is also a computer-based disc. And on that disc, you're going to access the very presentation, the picture printout, so you can see how we applied the five C's of credit method to get that loan. And you could listen right along with the audio of us word for word giving the presentation with the actual slides. We give you that so that you can model it and use it yourself. Now, all of this together, Kathy, if somebody were to invest in these items separately, it would be a $3,079 investment. But what we've put together right now for people at wealthgiveaway.com is the ability to access that fast, cashfix.com, the complete Credit Millionaire system, for $997. Now, what I'm going to do for the next five people who enroll on this call, the next five people who enroll, I'm going to give them a second one-hour one-on-one session with me.
Oh,
now, that
wow.
session has to be with me because I can't promise Donna's time while she's not here. But what a lot of people could do, and if they're super smart, they could take a whole hour with Donna after listening to the program and take a whole another hour with me after they've applied what Donna has done. Or if you want, you could take 2 hours with me. Whatever you want, but I'm going to include an extra hour for our first five enrollers right here on this call who go to fastcashfix.com. And now, Kathy, you
amazing.
Know how I protect my time. So
yes, I
this
do.
This is in my mind, and I mean, if somebody were to want to buy an hour of my time, it would be $497 just by itself. So this is a huge additional bonus for the next five people, Kathy.
This is a huge bonus. Polly, I also want to point out to people that you're not just sending them home, like you say, to they're not going to get this box to put on their, did you call it
the
shelf help?
Stuff.
I love that.
Yeah. Self-help section.
Self-help. This is coaching that you can get ongoing for an entire year so that when there are questions that come up, and I encourage you to use that time, I did. I was on, and I still am, on every Wednesday call to ask. There's always something I want to ask Donna and, and Polly. And then for the two-hour coaching, which is up close and personal, close, intimate with Polly, asking, you know, talking about your business, I'm just blown away myself. That is really awesome. Really great.
Well, you know, I'm happy to remove the curtain. I mean, the reason I'm making this offer, and this offer truly has never been made before, and the reason I'm making this offer is you're right now in the middle of a challenge with my mentor, my very dear friend, Mr. Robert G. Allen. And part of that challenge is you have to render enough value in the universe, and you're doing it through wealthgiveaway.com and through these calls and through the package you've asked me to assemble. This is really about giving value. And so I'm willing to give value well in excess of the investment for this program. And I'll point out, I mean, the kind of money you're going to make by doing even any one of the credit card strategies you're going to learn from us are going to pay for this course many times over the course of the next year. So really, I mean, I want to be very clear here, Kathy. This is one of these cases where if somebody is right now sitting on the page at fastcashfix.com, if you're there and you're thinking to yourself and you're weighing this question, if I get the program and in your mind you're thinking it's going to cost me $1,000, it's actually $997, but you know, let's just round it for simplicity.
Yeah.
If you're thinking it's going to cost me $1,000, so you're imagining that the choice is cost me $1,000 or don't get it and it doesn't cost me $1,000, let me explain something. That's not the actual circumstance and situation that you're in. The circumstance that you're in is you're going to pay for this course whether you get it or not. So the real question is, if you're going to pay for this course whether you get it or not, and I'm going to show you why that's true in a second, if you're going to pay for it whether you're going to get it or not, doesn't it make more sense to go to fastcashfix.com, pay for it and get it, than pay for it not? See, you don't stand to save $1,000. You stand to lose several thousand. Here's why. Just those few ideas on restoring your credit, if you have bad credit, is going to pay you immediately in the lower rates that you're going to be able to get. Even on existing credit cards you're paying debt on right now, we can lower those rates. We can teach you the magic words so you start paying less tomorrow. It can happen tomorrow because you can listen to the audios right now today. If you're a person who already has some credit, hasn't known how to use a credit card to fund your deals, haven't known how to even defer and stop payments for a period of time, we're going to show you how to do that. And the first deal you do, you're going to be able to earn that extra rate of return. We showed that concept of higher yield from higher leverage. And finally, if you simply use the credit card strategies that we'll show you that turn just your existence of credit into cash, into wealth, into money, you will make several times this $1,000. And, in fact, this is the thing. I am so confident of its truth, Kathy, that I'm actually going to include a 30-day risk reversal on this offer. So what that means is for everybody who makes a positive decision right now, I'm going to send you my materials. You're going to review it. You're going to listen to it. I hope you don't copy it, but you can do everything that you want with it. And if 30 days you are not absolutely confident that this course is going to pay for itself, which means, of course, you bought it whether you get it or not, if you're not confident, I'll give you your money back. So you see, it's gotten even better, Kathy. Now it's you're going to pay for this course whether you get it or not, and if you pay for it and you don't see that you're going to have to pay for it whether you get it or not, I'll give you all your money back. So there's only one right answer, and that's to get it and get it.
There are so many things that all of you listening right now from WealthGiveAway.com are going to learn that you can't learn anywhere else, Polly. I know that's true. Oh, no one else puts this kind of program together in terms of how to use your credit cards in a constructive way and to grow your wealth, and it is, you just don't get it anywhere else.
Thank you. And Richard, I don't know if you are muted and with us by chance, and I don't know if you saw any questions that came via the webcast or anything, but I am officially finished. But Richard, if you saw anything or if you're even there and there's something we need to attend to, I'm happy to do it. Otherwise, the most important action right now that you can take is to make the positive decision to learn to become a credit millionaire so you can make a whole lot more money by going to fastcashfix.com and filling out the simple web form. You'll see everything I told you you're going to get there in writing. Go ahead and complete that simple web form. Hit the little button to submit and authorize it, and you will instantly be on the download page. Richard, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, and actually there are a few questions.
We have time, so you want to take them?
Sure, yeah. The most common one, actually, it's not the first, is if we're going to have a replay for this, because some people are taking notes and they want to hear it again. So, yeah, we're going to have that. That's no problem. We're going to email it to you. And here we have Deb from Minnesota, I think.
So
my credit is so bad I can't pay to get a credit card to improve my credit. So now what?
That's a great question. There's a couple of answers. If you're asking me, Deb, the question of how do I improve credit score, the answer primarily is going to be a combination of what I call the two-step. It's the credit score two-step. And if you think about it, there's the song that seems to have the keys. We're going to accentuate the positive and eliminate the negative. And how we're going to eliminate the negative is through a process called disputing. And here are some magic words that you have heard probably multiple times if you've ever watched a CNN, what I call constantly negative news. If you watch CNN even for a little while, you're going to see somebody who's under the hot seat, and they get asked a question, and their answer is, I don't recall. And, for example, Kathy, I know with you and Jim, you had some derogative, negative comments that were reporting on your credit score when we started coaching together.
Okay.
And we told you how you could online, without even leaving your home, dispute those negatives, and using this phrase, I don't recall. Can you talk about that as it related to the negatives of those canceled and closed accounts and those counts? You had such negative things reporting on your credit report that the lender that supposedly had issued you the card said, we're going to close this account and deny this person credit. But you used the little simple phrase, don't recall, plus the few other words that we teach. And what happened, Kathy?
It was so quick. Jim and I were both surprised. Within the next month, when we did our credit check, our credit report did not have that issue on there anymore. It's gone.
So the elimination of the negative, it's quick and easy. It is amazing. So the elimination of the negative, and I think it was Deb, comes through a process of online disputing. And now I really want you to know from my heart that I am not a fan of credit restoration companies that claim to do this for you. I'm a real strong believer that you do this for yourself after you've gotten yourself the knowledge of how to properly dispute. If your question is really a question about, I need access to credit, but my credit numbers are so bad that traditional lenders and even credit card companies won't lend to me, I'm going to suggest to you what you're going to want to do is to take the time to learn to become a credit millionaire, especially focus on that first disc in the 6 Steps to 7-Figure Loans program, and come to get very clear on the role of private money. In addition to that, focus on the third and fourth discs in the Credit Millionaire audio series, where it's going to talk about how to build business lines of credit, create your own separate alter ego. And see, this is your super Deb alter ego, because this alter ego doesn't have those negative credit besmirchments that have to be fought and removed. Because it's like a brand new baby in the world of credit. And now what you can do is the second part of that, two-step strategy, accentuate the positive. You can make sure with this brand new second chance that you have that you pay all your bills on time, every time, even ahead of time, and even sometimes more than what's required as a minimum payment. And you will find that in a short order, and it might, it might take even 6 months, it might take a year, but in that time frame, you're going to enjoy not needing to pay to have a credit card, but being chased after by credit card issuers ready to pay you, literally pay you in the form of zero interest rate offers for a short period of time. So look forward to that and focus on those particular audios. Thank you, Richard, for Deb's question.
Okay, we also have Sherry from Texas, and she's asking, are you going to share with us how to access the private money to put our deals together? And you covered that at the beginning, but maybe some people weren't online yet.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. There, as it relates specifically to Kathy, and Kathy, you're welcome to take over this question in just a second or say more about it if you wish. Kathy is going to have a form, a web form, that you can fill out. And, of course, part of Kathy's desire was to make sure that you're fully informed. So the web form has been waiting until you could at least hear this information about the 5 C's of credit. So when you see that web form, you're going to see a secret. You're going to see a secret code that people who didn't listen to this call will have missed. And people who don't go to fastcashfix.com and invest in themselves and their education, they're going to know the very best ways to present their deals and their cases. So we're, you know, I'm certainly excited about what's happening, and I know that Kathy stands ready to fund, you know, the best deals and the ones that that fill out that form, which will probably be up, you know, certainly no later than Monday of next week, but possibly even this week, right, Kathy?
That's right. Thank you, Polly. That's good. Nothing else to add. That's perfectly said.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for that one, Richard.
Okay, we have a tricky one here, at least yeah. for me. But it says, it's Mick Tassick from the Gold Coast in Australia, and he says, do these ideas translate to the Australian market?
Yes, that's that is a great question. There are some aspects that we know work all around the world. In fact, there are credit millionaires from all around the world. Certainly, the pure financial education and strategies absolutely do. I have learned subsequently that in Canada and in the UK and in some other nations, there are some of the very same protections, legal protections in place for you as an individual that allow us to do our strategies for example, cleaning up a credit report. The strategies that we use in terms of speaking to lenders to get more money now out of our existing accounts or be able to pay lower interest rates right now, actually save money this very minute, we know that those scripts and strategies work all across the nation. I do guarantee you that there will be one or two, and certainly, for example, the laws that we actually include. We include in the manual the actual laws so you can see them. Those laws will be U.S. laws, and in that sense are not a protection that are available to you. However, what I will say, my friend, is that the material that we tell you about U.S. corporations are both generally true about limiteds in the U.K. and in Australia and are certainly also specifically true that you are able to own a C corporation in the United States and then benefit from all of the particular corporate credit possibilities that exist in the state. So thank you for that question. What I would say is, you know, somebody in the U.S., they're getting, you know, 500% value from this program. You're going to get like 400% value from this program because there will be a few things that just won't apply. Any others,
okay,
Richard?
Yeah, I have this one here from Robert Collins, and he says, one of my law professors told us that in some states, if you accept a payoff offer for a lesser amount and pay it, they can still legally come after you for the remainder of the balance originally owned. Is this true?
Great question. I certainly know of occurrences where it relates to collateralized loans where that's true. What I would say is any time and place and circumstance and situation in which you use a credit millionaire strategy to do debt negotiation or any kind of credit restoration that includes you paying a charge off or a partial balance or any kind of negotiated or agreed upon that is not just simply a standard operating procedure of the business, that you get that in writing and that part of the qualities in what you write is that, you know, this will be considered full and complete payment, and that upon receipt and acceptance of this payment, that they will report on your credit report as paid in agreed, or simply, if they're unwilling to put paid as agreed and paid in full, then they can put on your credit report, that they can just simply agree to not verify when you dispute. So my thoughts are anytime that you're doing something where you're doing a strategy to save money, it's worth investing the little extra time and money to make sure you have the right document and to document your intent and to get what you wish, to get a waiver of any particular state right that a lender might have. So thank you, Richard.
Okay, and then we have several questions asking how they can access the money or how they can access funding to do real estate deals. Obviously, that's been covered with the form we're going to put up probably this week.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that
is
quite...
And the other point that I would say about that, Richard, is there is, in the complete credit millionaire system, the 6 steps to the 7-figure loans program. And if you would like to be investing in real estate and would like access to credit, you know, from $1 million to $9 million in credit, that material is covered in absolute complete depth, more depth than you're ever going to find on an open Q&A or even on a web form somewhere, the full details of exactly how to do that, if that's what you're seriously about, especially for real estate. Because right now, just, you know, somebody just saying into a window that they're into real estate suggests to me just how much they need the disc on speaking bankish to bankers. Because if you're going to say that in a window, you might accidentally say something like that in a loan application. And that can become reason enough to deny you in this current real estate market. So without a doubt, Richard, for anybody asking that type of question or interested in that inquiry, or primary business is real estate and you want the money for it, definitely go to fastcashfix.com and go ahead, complete that web form. And in your case, you can certainly listen to the Credit Millionaire program immediately on the download. But in your case, when you get that package to your doorstep, after you sign for it from, you know, UPS, actually we send it via FedEx. After you sign for it for FedEx, rip open that package, go to the 6 Steps to 7-Figure Loans set of discs, and start listening to all 7 of them. Thank you, Richard.
And I have a really long one here, but it's kind of multiple questions in one. I don't know if you want me to go ahead or I should just forward it to you guys.
Why don't you read it all for me, and I may ask you to read it again in case I miss some, or you at least monitor to make sure I don't miss
it. Sure. Okay, this is from Laurie Delk in Virginia, and she says, Polly, when hard money lenders say that they need a credit check, will they accept a soft hit credit check that I pull and give to them? I have a strong FICO score over 800, and I want to keep it that way. My husband and I are going to build a house soon, and I think, we'll need our strong FICO scores to get that construction loan for a modular home. Also,
right.
We're starting to, I don't know, should I go on?
Let me go ahead and say it, things first. The answer to the question is you should always – the way that we teach, the way that credit millionaires ask for and get loans, because, see, you're in that case. You're in a case with an 800-plus FICO. So, in other words, you're a person who has the perfect kind of ability to show your credibility in the form of credit score. So what you're going to want to do is belong to a credit monitoring service, or simply a service where at least on a quarterly basis, and perhaps as preferably as on a monthly basis, you're going to purchase your own credit report, which causes no, as you say, a soft inquiry, I prefer to say, causes no impact to your personal credit score. And when you submit your loan applications to a private lender or a money partner, you go ahead and give them that most current credit report and give it to them. And act as if, make the assumption that that meets their requirement. You don't want to ask permission. You don't want to see if it's okay. You don't even want to only work with the hard money lenders that will agree to it. You give it to them and you consider it a fiat accompli. And if they balk, then you say your reasoning. Well, I can understand your interest in that. I'd be willing to go buy a copy of my credit report right now in front of you. But I'm not. It's important to me to preserve my fine credit score. So if it's all the same to you, either go ahead and consider this current credit report, or if you insist, let me buy another one right now. But if it's a condition of your loan that you pull my credit, that's okay. I can go to other lenders. Okay. So go on, Rich. If there are other parts of the question. That's the real key. There. It's just good lender management.
Yeah, so it says also, when starting a new business entity, does it help to build corporate business credit more quickly if you deed currently owned property into the entity? For example, I have a piece of land that is completely paid for that is tax assessed at over $300,000. If I start a new LLC or C Corp for that investing business, will I be able to build credit or get a corporate line of credit quickly by putting this property into the new entity?
Here's the beautiful answer, and is this Lori, did you say?
Yeah, this is Lori from Virginia.
Lori from Virginia. Lori, definitely I'm hopeful that you're one of the first 5 so we can spend an extra hour together. You obviously have an advanced understanding and set of experiences and some assets in place. the mere fact that you referred to this new company as, and give me the exact words, Richard, but I'll kind of hone you in on it. She called it a new investing company?
Yeah, she says to help build a corporate business credit more quickly into the entity, property into the entity. If I start a new LLC or C-Corp for my new real estate investing business.
For my new real estate investing activities. Please do not start a corporation and in any way, shape, or form related to the public documents. In other words, for a corporation, it would be the Articles of Incorporation. For the for an LLC, it would be the the public document that you create. Please do not put that you are in the business of real estate investing or real estate, because right now that is enough of a reason. If your SIC code on a corporate credit report, or if the name of your company is something like if we're talking about if you call it, she was from Virginia, you said.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. If you called it Virginia Investors or in Virginia Real Estate Management, that's going to be an automatic red flag at this point that's going to count against you. And understand, especially right now, lenders have more requests than they can fund. So it's like when an employer has more resumes than they have, and they have more qualified applicants than they have jobs for. They're looking for the first reason to say no, because they only want to bring the best of the best of the best to the loan committee. So I would say just avoid that language at all. Now, to the broader question of adding a large piece of say, for example, in this case, raw land or property in general, increase the credibility and funding possibilities of the corporation? The answer is not unless the nature of the credit that you're going after is of the sort that is looking for a collateral deal. That's a great raw land is a great way to do what we call collateral enhancement, to enhance a loan application with some additional collateral. Bear in mind that raw land, however, actually harms you from a cash flow standpoint, because raw land has expenses in the form of taxes, but almost always no revenue unless you happen to be lucky enough to have, you know, a cell phone tower or a billboard or something on your raw land. So just be aware that you could inadvertently harm another part of your picture. So generally speaking, I see no reason to deed it in until you know it's useful and necessary, and then why even deed it in at all? It can be other collateral without being owned by that company. Go ahead, Richard.
Okay, now it says, I found a company that says I can purchase an aged shelf LLC from them, and they will build credit onto the entity to a Paydex score of 80 or more in about 4 to 6 months for a combined price of roughly $9,000 or $10,000 for the entity and the credit build. They say the amounts of line of credit vary with this program, but that they often see these entities get between $250,000 and $500,000 in 4 to 6 months. Mm-hmm. Is this a good deal?
Well, it can be a good deal if they are not expressly guaranteeing those lines for that price. Then I think that's probably not a great deal. And in fact, what I would recommend is, again, let's put it this way. If you've already enrolled in fastcashfix.com, I will make sure that I ring you at the phone number there tomorrow, not today, but tomorrow, and I will suggest an alternative to you, but only after getting clear on what your real goal is, because there are a couple of different sources. And if one case, probably I'm thinking, Kathy, that Chad and Trent Lee are appropriate for her, and in another case it'd probably be Randy. But this is one of those cases of where, you know, financial decisions sometimes are not simply, they're not simply yes-no questions, but rather they're how-so questions, and they're who-are-you questions. You know, investing strategy is not about a product, it's about the person. And so really to kind of diagnose you financially at this deep a level, when you're starting to talk about $10,000 decisions, diagnosing you without all the information is like the equivalent of financial malpractice.
Yes, it would be, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And finally it says, with the multiple –
last question, Richard.
Oh, sorry. With the multiple entity strategy that you and Donna mentioned for real estate investors, which entity would you recommend starting first, the LLC or the C-Corp?
Really, I wouldn't recommend – there's no reason to make a first. In other words, it's not like a day even has to pass before you have them both. But if you were a person, for example, that were on truly limited finances, so let's say you could only afford the filing fee, you know, the $90, let's say, in the state of Illinois filing fee for your entity, I would definitely start with the C corporation simply because there are some special advantages of it. Now, within that being said, and this is a perfect example of what I meant by that financial malpractice, let's say your business was a video rental store. Let's not say that. It needs to be something other than rent. Let's say that your business was a portfolio. You collect passive portfolio income in the form of you buy notes and just collect the interest payment on it. So most of your income is passive income. Well, now, because of the nature of a corporation, it's just become a personal holdings corporation, and you're paying penalty taxes on all of that income. But again, that's one of those cases of where that's an exemption to the rule. But generally, knowing nothing other than what you told me, I'd say the C Corp. But really, knowing what you told me and the fact that you have $10,000 to invest to buy a bookshelf corporation, I'd just start both brand new right now. There's no need to wait. Is that a good answer there, Richard? We got them all? Or all that we're taking, at least? Kathy?
Well, Richard is looking, Polly, I'd like to reiterate two things or point out two things that maybe they're obvious, but I think it mm-hmm, it would mm-hmm. really be a good thing to point out. I think those who are listening know could see your coaching and see how you answer questions and are so versatile. That's what you're going to get when you are coached by Polly and by Donna. And the second thing I want to point out, Polly, is that many of the members came here with the idea that money was their answer, but it's never the entire answer to It's just the beginning, or at least it's part of, or maybe parallel to the training you're going to get, the coaching that you perhaps need. And so I just wanted to point those two things.
For sure. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. And everyone, I certainly am looking forward to connecting with those of you, and especially those of you who were the first five today, looking forward to spending an extra hour with you. So thank you, Kathy. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank all of you for listening here on WealthGiveaway.com's very first teleconference, and we'll be back Thursday night.
One little last thing.
Oh, yes, Richard.
For everyone who's listening, we're going to send you an email with the link where you can hear this. It's basically going to be the same link you're on right now, wealthgiveaway.com/call1, the number one. Mm-hmm. The replay is going to be there, and we'll be informing you of the other call, specific time, and the topic.
Thank you, everyone.
They be able to download the call, Richard?
They can listen it online again, or they can download it to listen it on their MP3 player or whatever they want.
Fantastic. All right, you guys, good night. Good night,
bye-bye.
Everybody. Bye-bye.